The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We are in a new season. New season, new life, restoration, new beginnings, miracles, supernatural, all for the glory of God, for our own benefit, and for the benefit of His people. How exciting! It is a season of planting and also a season of harvesting. Wildflowers are sprouting all over the great state of Texas. It is a sign. It is time to mow the lawn, plant your garden, plant some flowers, and pull them weeds. We in the body of Christ will do all these things in every areas of our life, right? Body, soul, and spirit. It is time. We will detoxify ourselves spiritually and physically. We will exercise our physical body and exercise our faith in Christ Jesus, and so forth and so forth. Whatever we sow now, the Lord is going to bring forth rain and they will sprout. We don't need to work so hard. All we need to do is to follow and obey the instruction and believe. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. So, if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rain, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and oil. We just entered a new season. So many things are happening in the spiritual realm. It is here. It is now in this country. I want to instruct you in the name of the Lord Jesus to focus on the good things that God is doing. Don't focus or bother yourself with all the mess and chaos and the bad news that are being reported all over the world. God is doing something here on earth that even if we were told, we would not have believed. So we are on a need-to-know basis. Okay? And the scripture in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9 says, "See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you." If you noticed, every time God releases His word, even your personal prophecies, He always speaks of the end, of the completeness or the fulfillment of that word. And we are instructed to believe, and we must follow His ways and believe in spite of circumstances for that prophecy to manifest. He does not give us the details for our sake, and we have to remind ourselves all good things come from Him. Enjoy the process. All we need to stand, obey, and believe. Through all the challenges, through all the afflictions, we will overcome all of them because of Christ Jesus, because of who we are in Him. And we go through the process and we stand to be a better person, stronger in our faith, understanding who God is, and recognizing who we are in Christ Jesus. And when we go through the process, we always focus on bigger visions. Not just ourselves, but on bigger vision, because God is a good God. Throughout the Bible, God gives specific instructions. And also, He keeps a record of our giving, our seeds in the kingdom of God. If you noticed and said, these are the total offering of the sons of Issachar. These are the total offering of the tribe of Judah. And God recorded all of them. So He is recording yours too. He has a record of all your giving. He has a record of the good things, what you're standing for and believing. So we need to obey and believe. This is an example so that you will know that in everything that we do, God ordained our footsteps and He has a say, okay? And this is how we're supposed to live. Example, since we're coming into the Passover, the Feast of Passover or Unleavened Bread, celebrating Passover is a requirement. It is a lasting ordinance. This required feast is not just for the Jewish people, but it's a required feast for us Christians as well. So much more for us believers of Christ. Even Jesus showed an example and he gave us an instruction. In Mark chapter 14, verse 12, this is also in Luke chapter 22, verse 7, it says, "On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, 'Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?'" See, they celebrated it too. And remember, we call it the Last Supper. It's actually the Passover dinner. And Jesus commanded us that whenever we do or eat the Passover lamb, not communion, we do it in remembrance of him. Why? Because he became the Passover lamb and he is the Passover from death to life. So it is a great news for us Christians. And remember, it is a required ordinance. In 1 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "Get rid of all the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." So, Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church will be celebrating the Passover lamb on Friday, April 14th at sundown at the Hilton Garden Hotel at the Rim off I-10 West in San Antonio. The group retired me from doing it at the house, and I thank God for that. You need to register and pay for your Passover meal, and it will cost you $50 per person. Attire, formal, or church outfit. Dress for Jesus, will you? So there are three required feasts that we ought to celebrate. The Passover, the Pentecost, or the Feast of the Weeks, or the Feast of the Harvest, and the End Gathering. That's why we have the prophetic gathering of the saints every December 31st. We're following the Christian calendar or the Roman calendar, and we also celebrate it based on the Jewish feast. So the Feast of the Weeks, which is 49 days after Passover, we Christians call it Pentecost, the Lord Jesus designated the place where we should celebrate the Pentecost or the Feast of the Harvest this year. At the beginning of this year, the Lord instructed me to celebrate Pentecost in Israel. That is why we are going to Israel on May 31st through June 9th in obedience to what he commands. It is going to be exciting. This is also why I do not push people to go with me or try to convince them to go. All I did is to extend my invitation to all of you, including our radio listeners. And that is why I would not and cannot change the date. The Passover week is June the 3rd or 4th, which is that Sunday, while we're there. So we're going to celebrate the Feast of the Harvest, where it was designated by the Lord Jesus. If you say, "Pastor Chris, you can celebrate it in here too." Yes, and we have been celebrating for many, many years. But this time, it is the Lord who instructed us to go. He had wonderful things for us if we obey as a whole body. You have to have the desire to go. You have to be excited to go. And you have to be willing to pay for your own way to go. Because why? This is our offering for Pentecost to Jesus. You must believe God for finances to pay your own way, because this is an offering. So when somebody tells me that, "Oh, if Jesus wants me to go, he will provide the money," he's not, because he wants you to go cheerfully, voluntarily. Or some people will say, "Oh, if Jesus wants me to go, then he can translate me." He's not going to do that because you're too lazy to believe for your way. That will not glorify God. It will glorify you and nobody else. So he's not going to do that either. This is offering to Jesus, and we, the body of Christ, you and I, have to change our mindset from not just giving, but also receiving and giving offering to our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to change the mindset that we are doing this because we love God and because we believe in Him and because we have faith in Him and because He is worthy. So this offering had to cost you. That is why I felt led of the Lord to start this fundraising for the team, especially for the praise and worship team. So the youth are working as hard as we adults on this fundraising. They know, they are aware how important this trip to the Lord and how it will please God. And they want to do whatever they can to go. Now you know. And if you say, well, Pastor Chris, why did you not explain that to me in the first place? God loves cheerful giver. If God will explain to us everything that He wants us to go, we're going to try to convince Him to change His instruction anyway. So God loves cheerful giver. He wants us to believe in Him and to obey Him. Like I said, when God gives us instruction or prophecy, He does not give us the details on the process to go from point A to point B, which is the manifestation. The group is excited. And even those that are not going, oh, they are giving money. They're working as hard as we are, donating some stuff and helping on Saturday fundraising events. Why? Because this is a body. This is a whole body offering to the Lord. And I gave them the option to continue the sales on Saturdays. But there will be a big difference starting next week. We will begin to collect sales taxes because we're only allowed 3 fundraising events with no sales tax a year. So we're going to collect sales taxes for the great state of Texas, okay? So get ready to pay. We have lots of items to sell. We washed, we refinished furniture, and we prayed over all the stuff that we're selling. And one thing for sure, you will get value for your money. This is how we raise funds here at Freedom Fellowship Church. We work and we are having fun doing it. So come, bring your money, and come hungry. Joshua and Mike are cooking burgers and hot dogs. And through this fundraising event, the group are on the job training on how to do business God's way. There are no beggars here, no lazy people allowed in this ministry. This trip to Israel is going to be big as God, by following His instruction, are preparing the group to manage money. They're on the job training for the transfer of wealth. So the transfer of wealth is manifesting before our very eyes. And this ministry is in the smacking center of it all. Glory to God. You hear prophecies to the church and to the nations and even your personal prophecy, right? And as I mentioned before, God always speaks of the end or the end result of that prophecy or that blessing. But you and I will go through process of obeying, believing, professing, and standing strong in our faith, and things will manifest. The bigness of the plan of God for your life is far, far greater than your own desire. Far greater than you realize. There are no insignificant or small things in the kingdom of God. Even small things, insignificant things, produce big things. That is the kingdom of God. It is not about just mere words, but it's about power. The Lord had me release about the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence several years ago, and I've been talking about this all the time. But in December 31st, 2015, the Lord had me release prophecy for United States of America that is directly connected or related to the transfer of wealth. The Lord had me release prophecy for this country that we will experience political revival if the body of Christ will unite and will vote for righteousness. And the prophecy it spoke of a certain timing. The timing is when political revival started to manifest in this country, then transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will manifest in the body of Christ in a tidal wave of fashion. You have to be ready. You need to develop that intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and you need to be taught by the Holy Spirit to prepare yourself so that you'll be able to handle this move of God. You know, for many years in our church services and fellowships, ever since we got born again, we started attending the services, we were trained and conditioned to sow, to give, to tithe, right? We even quote scriptures before the offering time to get the people to give. And this is important. It is crucial to your walk that you need to learn to tithe or to give to the Lord. Teaching God's people the importance of tithing and giving to God is very, very important. As leaders, it is our responsibility to educate them and to disciple them in the area of giving. And listen to this. At the same time, teaching God's people how to receive, how to be matured, is as important as teaching them how to give, to prepare them, right? It is important. Very, very important. Example, we have so many anointed ministers that they were so anointed in the first start of their ministry and then they lose their anointing afterwards. That is not the will of God. That is not the plan of God. Also, some of them, when they got big, they end up getting a big head and they cannot handle it and then they lose that anointing. Example, when someone, like for example you sense that you're called in the ministry, meaning to be a pastor, a teacher, so you go by whatever you're called, even if you're called in one of the five offices, you attended Bible study, so it prepared you, right? You were prepared and you were trained to serve. You were trained to lay hands and the importance of tithing and the importance of discipline, the importance of submission to authority and praying, right? And you also notice that those who have, like for example, are called in healing ministry, they had fought sickness and disease before, and they claim their healing, and they get into wellness, right? Because you can only give what you have. So we train people how to prepare for that, but we did not train people enough to prepare their hearts and to continue to check the motivation of the hearts. By sharing what we know, we prepare them. We encourage them to memorize and meditate on all the healing scriptures, for example. Those are necessities. What we are not prepared, though, is to prepare God's people when signs and wonders start manifesting in a tidal wave of fashion. Like many ministers are not prepared. What would happen to you and to your life? Are you really prepared when you are all over the news because you raise a dead person back to life? Because soon enough, people will be bringing all their sick people for you to pray. You get all this attention, right? People started treating you like God, little g. They start giving you gifts, offerings, and some people wanted to take advantage of you. Some people, they wanted to control you. And you get invitations from different ministries and ministers for you to impart what you have in that. In other words, one dead person you raise from the dead changed your life forever. This is in one area of your life. What is manifesting in our days is in every area of our lives, God is going to show himself strong. What will happen then? Do you have time for him? Or you will be redirected to focus on other things. You will not have any privacy. And now there is this great responsibility upon your shoulder. And people start telling you what to do and what they expect from you. If you are not ready for this, if you did not prepare mentally, physically, and spiritually for this, and if you did not allow the Holy Spirit to prepare your heart, you will end up getting in pride. You end up causing people to stumble even though you don't realize it. Before you knew it, it is your ministry now. It is your name. It is your anointing. It is your church. It is not the Lord's anymore. And in addition to that, you did not prepare your loved ones for this sudden change in your life. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, this is the one thing that I remind myself and I remind the ministry team at Freedom Fellowship Church to always remember and to always remind themselves. It says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Verse 22. "Many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?'" Prophets. "And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" "Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.'" Let that sink in. "Away from me, you evil doers. They prophesied, 'Thus saith the Lord.' They drove and cast out demons. They perform many miracles. They raise people from the dead." And Jesus said, "Away from me, you evil doers." Remember, in the kingdom of God, God gets the glory. Yes, it will benefit you, but not just you and your loved ones alone. It benefits his people. So these people, Jesus never knew them. So they didn't have that intimate relationship with him. They pushed him away. But why were they still anointed? Because they invoke in that name and they believe. So it's still powerful, but they have forsaken their first love. So are you ready? Same thing with this transfer of wealth. You have to go through purification of heart and motivation of heart. And you need to continue doing that. It doesn't matter if you stumble along the way. The main thing is continue to move forward. Because our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is about present and the future. He's never about the past. Especially if you discuss that with him, if you repented, and if you made the necessary correction, he doesn't even remember. It doesn't matter if the whole world will throw things on your face about your past. No, Jesus is about today and tomorrow, not about our past. So are you ready? Get ready for this transfer of wealth. What are you going to do with the opportunities that is about ready to manifest lots of doors for you to walk into? Are you going to get overwhelmed that you don't know what to do? Are you going to forget God? Are you going to be overwhelmed with greed? Or in satisfying your flesh and your own desires and focusing on your loved ones? Remember the third criteria. It has to benefit the kingdom of God, his people, right? So if you have issues with tithing and giving now, then you're still not ready. If God is in your budget and cannot follow or cannot go beyond your budget or outside of your space or your comfort zone, you still need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you and prepare you for the transfer of wealth. If you're still applying the ways of the world, if you are still depending on your own abilities, your strength, you still need to pray and get trained in the things of God. This move of God has never been witnessed or recorded in the history of the church because of the magnitude of the manifestation and the result. Yes, few people throughout the history of the church were blessed beyond measure, but not like this, not this magnitude, but of Christ. So you and I need to get ready because you know what? The manifestations will not come the way you expect. You have to go through the process. It has to be God's ways of doing things. So you need to be instructed by the Word of God through the leading and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. So God is not going to manifest and give you something that you cannot handle because he doesn't want to lose you. He is that merciful. He is that loving. I know I sound like a broken record, but this is so good that it needs to be shared to each and every one of you. And you need to be reminded almost every day that it is here and it is now and it's manifesting to those that are faithful and will be able to handle it without hurting themselves or hurting others. And I am running out of time. I will continue this in the next program, not unless the Lord changes it. But it is here now, body of Christ. And in my own life, I'm experiencing it now in dribbles. And I am excited. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.